Chapter 40, A Trip to the Market. Saturday's market square buzzed as the coffle shuffled in, a long chain threading through the collars of 13 women, white and Asian, their bare feet scuffing the dirt. Carla was not part of the group. After her defiance, she had to first earn the Slave Academy's trust. Victor refused to risk her misbehavior, making the Academy look bad in public. Until Carla proved herself obedient over the next few weeks, she wouldn't be allowed off the premises. Instead, she'd been chained to one of the rings in the basement where they slept, a chastity device locked on by Zuri to prevent her from masturbating while alone. Zuri strode ahead, holding the coffle chain, her stern face cutting through the crowd, stick coiled in her grip like a threat. The townsfolk parted, their murmurs rising into a hum of curiosity, eyes glinting with crude fascination. Melissa trailed near the end, the chain tugging her collar, a hated weight she'd worn since her arrival in Grabesh, now linking her to the others on the chain. She seethed at being marched out like this, naked and linked to the chain for the crowd to gawk at. She forced the anger down, wary of Zuri's stick. Jennifer, just ahead of her, kept pace, her sharp jaw set, but her eyes darting to the gawkers. As they neared the makeshift stage, the crowd thickened, their stares pressing heavier than the midday sun. Jennifer leaned back slightly, her voice a low hiss meant only for Melissa.
"These geniuses act like we invented walking. Brilliant."
Her sarcasm carried the same bite from that first night in the dorm, a flicker of defiance masked by a smirk. Melissa's lips twitched, a brief spark of amusement cutting through the shame creeping up her spine. Up front, Zuri barked an order to halt, her voice faint at this distance. The line slowed unevenly, and Melissa bumped lightly into Jennifer, who shot her a quick, dry glance as they steadied themselves. Their shared amusement went unnoticed by Zuri in the crowd's bustle. They were led onto a makeshift stage where Zuri freed them from the chain. The gaze of the Grabesians stayed heavy on them. Victor stepped forward. His voice boomed over the murmurs, a flourish in his gesture.
"Here at the Slave Academy, we ensure obedience, cleanliness, and submission above all."
The women stood at attention, eyes faced forward, feet shoulder wide, hands locked behind their heads. Melissa scanned the crowd, her heart steadying as she prepared to perform, until her gaze fell on Marcus and Zahara. Her breath caught, a jolt of shock tightening her chest. She hadn't expected them here, watching her like some trained animal forced to show off tricks. Her stomach knotted, the humiliation burning deeper. She kept her face blank. Training demanded it. But her jaw clenched with resentment. Marcus, the man who owned her, sat there, coffee in hand. Beside him, Zahara watched, her quiet smile a cruel reminder of her role in Melissa's suffering. Marcus had let it slip at the pool that Zahara convinced him to send her to the Slave Academy for training. And now Melissa stood here, helpless, performing for the crowd while Zahara reveled in her success. Rage simmered inside her, gnawing at her chest. She was trapped, degraded, all because of Zahara's meddling. She pushed the thought away. She could not afford to show her anger now. Victor began the demonstration. He commanded the slaves through pose after pose, kneel, stretch flat, bridges, legs apart. No matter how demeaning or tiring, they obeyed. Melissa moved. Her hands trembled slightly as she locked them behind her head, the effort to obey warring with her anger. Melissa moved with Hannah to her left, Jennifer to her right. Hannah leaned in, whispering,
"Chin up. Think of it as a bad parade, yeah?"
Jennifer hissed,
"Look at them, drooling like they've never seen legs before."
Melissa stifled a smirk, their mockery easing the crowd's stare. The crowd watched, some muttering, others gawking, as he showed off how their resistance had been broken. All these women had grown up free and only been enslaved as adults. These women bent and twisted on command, naked before strangers, and Victor reveled in it. Melissa had no choice. In the week after Marcus's evaluation, Zuri had relentlessly drilled immediate responses into her with the whip. She had not spared it, and Melissa felt the threat of a whiplash with every command from Victor. His orders now landed with unshakable force. The Slave Academy had turned her into their performer, a role she despised, but she obeyed without faltering, conscious of the consequences. She moved without pause, lessons hard learned, but inside, her shame burned deep. Marcus and Zahara sat there sipping coffee, eyes fixed on her. Marcus, the young man her age, who owned her and refused to free her from her collar. And next to him, Zahara, who had persuaded him to put her here. Now they watched her, helplessly performing under their gaze. Every pose stung worse because of them. And there was no end in sight. Melissa knew that when the event was over, her collar would be snapped back to the chain, linking her to the coffle with the others, and they would drag her back to the Slave Academy. There she would stay until Marcus decided to take her out, if he ever did. Victor moved to cleanliness next. He called volunteers from the crowd to the stage. At his word, the women stepped forward. They bowed low and tossed their hair to the front. Strands hung before their faces. The volunteers ran fingers through Melissa's hair, checking for grease or dandruff. She felt their hands tug lightly, their breath close as they muttered approval. The women stood straight again. Melissa pushed her hair back. It dropped behind her shoulders. Next, they held their hands out, palms down. The volunteers leaned in, inspecting her fingernails for dirt or cracks. She kept still, her jaw tight. Then they knelt to check her toenails. Finally, at Victor's command, the women turned. They stood with their feet shoulder wide, grabbed their ankles, legs straight. A volunteer's fingers touched her thighs, warm and firm, then grazed her butt cheek. She collected all her willpower to resist the urge to pull away, knowing that resistance would mean corporal punishment. Another hand gently spread her, the touch light but steady, near her most private skin, and gently spread her butt cheeks. Heat rose in her face. She felt the press of strangers' fingers, a faint shiver of revulsion running up her spine. Their touching hands treated her like an object on display. The volunteers confirmed her cleanliness to the crowd, a nod to the Academy's standards. She stood again in attention, legs apart, hands behind her head. She felt Zahara's gaze, sharp, satisfied, and it stung deeper than the act itself. Marcus watched too, his face showing relief, mixed with satisfaction. Marcus had initially felt some unease at the Slave Academy's methods, but seeing her performing so well here, and without the visible defiance from the previous week, when she had performed for him, proved to him that these methods were working. He was still not entirely comfortable with them, but he was increasingly satisfied that she was getting the training that she needed. Melissa wondered if he'd subject her to inspections like this when he took her back. The thought churned in her mind. Victor paused the demonstration. He turned to the crowd with a broad gesture.
"Who wants to try? Volunteer, please."
A teenage boy pushed forward, his grin wide with eagerness. He climbed onto the stage, eyes bright, and took his place before the lineup. Victor nodded.
"Go ahead."
The teenager pointed at Melissa first.
"New,"
he said, voice loud with fresh authority. Melissa sank to her knees, wood rough against her skin. He moved down the line, ordering poses, kneel, stand, worship, each command sharp, relishing the power as the slaves obeyed him. Zahara watched, her coffee cup steady, and Melissa's chest tightened. The young Grabesian came back to Melissa.
"Worship,"
he ordered this time. Melissa leaned forward. Through her hair, she caught Marcus in the crowd. He sat next to Zahara, cup paused in his hand. A line creased his brow. Unease flickered in his eyes. Her under this youngster's command unsettled him. Zahara's face stayed smooth, a faint curve to her lips. Her resentment surged. She hated them both. Zahara for convincing him to put her here and Marcus for agreeing to it. Her stomach churned at the thought of bowing to this lad. He hadn't done anything to deserve this kind of deference. He just happened to be free, and she was a slave. At this moment, she would have given anything to be able to spit in his face and walk off. But the memory of Carla's fate was still fresh in her mind, her initial defiance, her shouts, and how they had led to the muffled cries she had later heard from the box outside. Her forehead touched the floor of the stage before the young Grabesian's feet. Her hands rested beside her head. It irritated her that this novice master had control over her, that a stranger could be given rein over her like this, and she was helpless to refuse. The youth gave the order she dreaded.
Open!
Melissa froze, her pulse spiking as a wave of disbelief crashed over her. This couldn't be happening, not here, not in front of all these strangers. Then her training kicked in. She rose to her feet and spread her legs. Toes turned outward, knees bent sharp. Her back stayed straight, hands locked behind her head, exposing her fully to the crowd. Her face burned with a shame, as if she'd never hardened to it. Resentment churned beneath her obedience as the crowd's murmurs swelled, their eyes crawling over her like she was livestock on display. The pose strained her thighs, her muscles ached, the position exposed every inch of her body, her legs spread wide, her most private areas laid bare for the crowd and the young Grabesian to see. She felt the weight of their stares, the murmurs of the Grabesians pressing in. But the lad's gaze was the worst. He stood directly in front of her, his eyes raking over her form, up and down, a slow, deliberate inspection that made her skin crawl. He was young, barely a teenager, his face alight with a mix of awe and glee. Melissa's stomach churned with humiliation. This young Grabesian, who'd likely never controlled a slave before, let alone a white one, now had her at his mercy. She could see it in his wide-eyed stare, the way his lips parted slightly. This might be the first time he'd seen a naked white woman up close, and he was savoring every moment. In the worship position, her body had been low to the ground, her exposure limited, but now in the open position, everything was on display for his inspection. Her cheeks burned, shame flooding her, as she was forced to hold the revealing pose, her body shaking with the effort of staying still under his scrutiny. He stepped closer, his breath quickening with excitement. He reached out, his hand trembling slightly as he ran his fingers along the underside of her left thigh. The touch light but invasive, sending a shiver of revulsion through her. His hand moved across her vagina, a fleeting graze that made her flinch inwardly, her breath catching in her throat, then continued to her right thigh, tracing the curve of her skin. She wanted to pull away, to scream, but she held the position, her training, and the fear of consequences, keeping her rigid. He paused, his fingers brushing through her pubic hair, stroking it with a curiosity that made her skin crawl, her humiliation deepening as she stood there, exposed and powerless, for this teenager's enjoyment. Her muscles were beginning to ache now, the sharp angle of her knees sending a dull throb through her quads, her calves tightening as they fought to hold her weight. The young Grabesian stepped back, his grin widening, and began to walk around her slowly, inspecting her like a prize he'd won. He took his time, his eyes drinking in her form from every angle, enjoying the power he held over her. When he reached her back, he paused, his hand reaching out to gently cup her buttocks, his fingers pressing into her soft white skin, exploring the texture with eager curiosity. Melissa's breath hitched, her body tensing further, the ache in her legs growing sharper as she struggled to hold the position. It was becoming hard now, her thighs beginning to shake with the strain, her calves burning as the effort mounted. She couldn't hold it much longer. Her legs were on the verge of giving out. Her eyes darted to the young Grabesian in desperation, her gaze pleading for him to release her from her stressful pose. But his wide-eyed stare gleamed with eager lust, savoring her exposed body. He relished the power he held, knowing she couldn't break position without his command. She knew if she gave in to the strain and collapsed, Victor might see it as a lack of effort, a failure that could shame the Slave Academy before the crowd. He'd likely punish her with a whipping, the sting of which she dreaded, though the box loomed as a worse fate if he suspected deliberate defiance. Her chest tightened, panic rising as sweat stung her eyes, her silent plea to the boy growing more desperate as her legs shook with exhaustion. The teenager continued his slow circle, his footsteps deliberate, until he stood before her again. Her legs were burning now, the sharp angle of her knees sending a deep, throbbing pain through her quads, her calves shuddering violently as they struggled to hold her. Sweat beaded on her forehead, trickling down her temples, her breaths coming in short, shallow gasps as she struggled to keep her balance. The crowd's murmurs pressed in, their eyes boring into her exposed body, fueling her shame and resentment. She wanted to collapse, to let her legs give out and end the torment. But the fear of Victor's wrath and the shame of failing in front of this crowd kept her upright. Her gaze remained on the teenager, her eyes still pleading, her body aching for relief. The position left her bare for their enjoyment, stirring her anger. But she braced her legs to hold it because the fear of failing Victor in front of everyone outweighed the pain. Zahara's gaze lingered, a quiet triumph in it. Melissa held firm, legs unsteady. The teenager paced past, his eyes met hers, her strain plain, but he savored the moment. At last, he said,
"Stand."
Melissa exhaled a shaky breath, her legs nearly buckling as she straightened, the relief flooding through her like a wave. Her thighs twitched, the ache lingering as sweat dripped down her spine, her chest heaving with deep, ragged breaths. She stood, her body unsteady but free of the strain. The crowd's applause, a muffled roar, as she fought to steady herself. The crowd clapped.
"They're having fun today,"
Melissa thought. A spark of resentment burned in her thoughts. Her legs throbbed. She sought Marcus again. He clapped, his face a mix of curiosity and something like pride. Zahara's smile differed. A look of triumph gleamed in her smile, a prize won at Melissa's expense. Her anger burned hotter. This was Zahara's vision, Melissa reduced, displayed, and she sat there smug beside Marcus. The demonstration shifted. Victor called for affirmations. The slaves recited their vows in unison, voices flat with surrender. "I embrace being a slave with pride and joy," they began. "Then I find pleasure only in my master's satisfaction, and I desire nothing but to please." In the afternoon, they paired off to clean. Every pair was chained together by their collars. They moved into the market to clean. Dust and sweat marked their work, a show of utility and obedience for the public. Their cleaning bolstered the Slave Academy's reputation with the townsfolk. The sun dipped low. The slaves were locked into the coffle once more. The chain clinked as they marched back to the academy. Melissa walked among them. Her body ached, her thoughts bitter. Her eyes flicked to Marcus in the distance, then Zahara beside him. Their shapes faded into the bustling crowd. She wondered when this would end, or if it ever would. Back at the Slave Academy, the coffle was disbanded. Carla, released from her chains in the basement and the chastity device, joined the group as they began cooking the stew, her steps hesitant and her demeanor subdued from her confinement. The sun dipped low as they scattered to tasks, Melissa trailing Hannah toward the outdoor hearth. Dimitri slouched against a palm tree, thumbs flicking over his phone, barely glancing up as they took their posts. Jennifer knelt by the fire, stirring a pot of millet stew while Melissa shaped flatbread, the heat prickling her bare skin.
Hey,
Dimitri called.
Keep it moving, yeah? Uncle Vic says no lazy girls.
Jennifer snorted, her hands pausing mid-roll.
Says the kid who's been swiping right all day.
Her tone dripped acid, loud enough to carry. Dimitri's head snapped up, a grin tugging his lips, half amused, half annoyed.
Missing my eyes on you? Keep dreaming, dough girl.
Jennifer smirked, flicking a speck of dough off her fingers.
Please, you'd need a better profile pic than that scruffy mugshot to get a match.
Her voice danced with mischief, daring him to bite. He pocketed the phone, unfolding himself from the tree with a lazy stretch, then sauntered over.
All of you, attention, now.
Melissa's jaw clenched, resentment flaring at having to obey this boy who was younger than her. But the drill ran deep. She rose, feet shoulder wide, hands locked behind her head. It grated her how he could casually order them around. She moved fast to not risk feeling his stick and stood firm before him. Hannah followed, her movements slow but obedient. Jennifer muttered,
"Pervert,"
under her breath, but complied, her glare cutting sharp as she stood rigid. Carla quietly assumed the attention position alongside them, her movements careful and deliberate, keeping her head low to avoid drawing Dimitri's attention. She was still a bit stiff from having been chained and not being fed for most of the day. The four lined up before him, the evening breeze cool against their exposed skin. Dimitri paced in front, eyes lingering too long, then stopped in front of Jennifer. Her earlier jab hung in the air, and his grin faded into something tighter. He pinched her nipple gently with his right hand in a threat to pinch down painfully. Jennifer's instinct was to swat his hand away, but she was drilled to hold her position of attention. She knew that breaking position would result in punishment. It could be a whipping or going without dinner for a day or two, which would be miserable. It was better for her to take whatever this boy had in mind for her to avoid getting into further trouble, she decided.
So,
he said, voice low and taunting.
You think I'm swiping too much on my phone?
Jennifer's breath hitched, a bead of sweat tracing down her temple. Her muscles tensed, instinct screaming to swat his hand away, to shove him back, but her hand stayed locked behind her head. Breaking pose meant Zuri's whip, or worse. Her eyes flicked to his, anxiety flickering behind her usual fire. She swallowed hard, forcing the words out.
No, sir, I didn't mean it. You're fine as you are.
Her voice strained, groveling just enough to appease him, though her lips twitched with suppressed venom. Dimitri's grin returned, smug now. He lowered his hand, stepping back with a lazy nod.
Good girl.
He shifted to Melissa, his boots scuffing the dirt, and tilted his head, eyeing her up and down.
What about you, huh? Got any issues? Unsolicited life advice you think I need?
Melissa's chest tightened, his stare prickling her skin. She kept her face blank. Her head shook once, firm but controlled.
No, sir,
she said, voice flat, giving him nothing to grab onto. Dimitri shrugged, losing interest.
Smart one. Dismissed.
He ambled back to the palm tree, flopping down with a grunt and fishing his phone from his pocket. The earbud went back in, his focus drifting to the screen as if nothing had happened. The girls eased out of attention, sinking back to their tasks. Melissa stirred the stew, her knuckles whitening on the spoon. Hannah pressed dough in silence, her calm unbroken. Jennifer kneaded hers harder, a low hiss escaping.
Little creep's got all the charm of a wet sock,
she whispered, just loud enough for them. Hannah's lips twitched, a rare half-smile.
At least he's too busy posing to notice us plotting his demise.
Melissa huffed a quiet laugh, the steam masking her scowl.
Next time he's swiping, I'm dumping this pot on his head.
Their quiet rebellion bound them, a flicker of defiance they shared, hidden from Dimitri's distracted gaze. Victor stood at the edge of the courtyard, his broad frame partially obscured by the shadow of a palm tree, his blue eyes sharp as he observed the scene. The girls' banter, Jennifer's sharp mockery of Dimitri, Hannah's steady quip, Melissa's veiled threat to dump the pot, carried across the hearth, a subtle defiance they thought went unnoticed. Even Carla, her hands trembling as she shaped dough, joined their quiet laughter, her hesitant smile a sign of the bond they shared, a sisterhood forged in the Slave Academy's oppression. Victor's lips twitched, a faint smirk forming as he watched them lean on each other, their trust a quiet strength amidst their labor. He could disrupt it so easily, summon them now, demand they report on each other's whispered complaints about Dimitri, promise lighter tasks to whoever spoke first. Dimitri might leap at the chance to crush their defiance, but Victor knew better. He would love to have them snitch on one another, to break their trust, to complete his control over them, to break their spirits. Yet what captivated him most was the wealth his clients bestowed upon him. And his clients did not want their slave spirits to be broken. That was the promise the Slave Academy made. It would create obedient slaves and keep their spirits intact as much as possible. Trust was important to the human spirit. The slaves needed to be able to trust one another to form bonds. So hard as it had been for him, he refrained from having them tell on one another. They thought they were clever, hiding their shared defiance in these moments of silly slave gossip around the hearth. But Victor wanted them to lean on each other. He wanted them to form strong bonds, because this kept their spirits intact and enriched him financially. These bonds, forged in the Academy's oppressive grip, were a strength, a hook that kept the girls resilient, their spirits vibrant for their masters. This was an aspect in which the Slave Academy differed from many other slave-keeping institutions. Victor was skilled enough that he could do without these control mechanisms. And the results were slave girls that provided more fun to their masters and more business to him. And it was for the same reasons that he did not administer punishments on a whim. There was nothing more he'd love to do. But the girls needed to trust that their obedience, shaping dough, stirring stew, following orders, would shield them from the whip. It was for that reason that Victor, reluctant but necessary, refrained from meting out punishment unless it had been deserved. And it was important that the slaves understood why the punishments were administered. Victor's gaze lingered on the girls a moment longer, their shared laughter a quiet defiance he allowed to persist. He turned away, his boots scuffing the dirt as he headed back toward his office, satisfied that his methods were bearing fruit. Not in broken spirits, but in the resilient bonds that would make these girls all the more valuable to their masters.
"They treat us like animals, but at least they feed us well,"
Hannah muttered, tearing off a warm piece to taste.
"Back home, it was greasy fries or whatever was cheap. I'd kill for this stew on a broke day."
Melissa nodded, rolling dough between her palms.
"Yeah, I lived on instant noodles half the time. No time to cook between lectures. Here, it's all fresh every day. Weird, right?"
Jennifer, stirring the pot nearby, snorted softly.
"Oh, sure. Zuri must think a full stomach makes us jump higher."
They ate their work under the fading sun, the stew's warmth settling in their bones. Later, dusk settled over the courtyard. Zuri signaled the end of their daily duties, letting them loose for volleyball. Melissa smacked the ball, Jennifer lunging as it sailed past.
"You've got way too much energy after a day like this,"
she grumbled, brushing dirt off her knees. Carla, standing nearby, hesitated before joining the game, her movements cautious at first. But as Hannah tossed the ball her way with a gentle smile, Carla returned a tentative hit, a faint spark of energy flickering in her eyes. For a moment, the shared laughter and rhythm of the game lifted her spirits, a small step toward healing after her ordeal. Iced tea cooled Melissa's throat, Hannah's quiet chuckle blending with the humid air, a fleeting break, stitching them closer amid the grind. As Melissa laughed with them, she felt a strange clarity as her body, stripped bare and treated like an animal, awakened a raw connection to herself, a vivid awareness of her senses she had never known in her free life, helping her endure each grueling day.